Welcome to Business Today's Daily Podcast with me, Danny DeCruz. Now, let's take a look at today's top stories. Days after Punjab National Bank said that its Brady House branch in Mumbai was involved in a fraud of over Rs 11,400 crore, questions have been raised over the conduct of bank officials who granted Nirav Modi's firm's LOUs without due diligence. While the theories on how India's biggest banking scam was executed are abound, the CBI has reportedly indicated that Nirav Modi's associates had access to PNB's computers. According to a report in Business Standard, the two PNB staffers who are now under the CBI's custody have revealed that Nirav Modi's team was given unauthorized access to PNB's computer systems for a commission on every letter of understanding issued. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of the long overdue airport project at Navi Mumbai on Sunday. PM Modi said, begin quote, issue of Navi Mumbai Airport has been pending for years. And this is not the only project that is pending. When I assumed office, I realized there were several such projects. That is why we began a Pragati initiative and gave priority to completion of projects. In our country, nearly 450 planes are operational. 900 new planes will be bought this year. Aviation sector is moving ahead. End of quote. Sources familiar with the project development told Business Today that GVK Group, the diversified infrastructure major working on the project, is confident that the first phase of the airport, with the capacity to handle 10 million passengers per annum, will be ready in another 4 years. The tax department has estimated that Indian banks could take a hit of more than $3 billion from loans and corporate guarantees provided to diamond companies at the center of a massive alleged fraud at the state-run Punjab National Bank. In a note by the tax department seen by Reuters, as of March 2017, banks had extended loans and guarantees worth $2.74 billion to companies tied to billionaire jeweler Nirav Modi and his uncle Mehul Choksi. Since then, the loans and guarantees would have increased over the past year, and the total hit to Indian banks may well exceed $3 billion, according to an internal note prepared by the tax authority on its preliminary investigation into India's biggest bank fraud case. During the Magnetic Maharashtra Investor Summit, Richard Branson-led Virgin Group signed the framework agreement with Maharashtra to build the future-ready Hyperloop transport system. This new system will reduce the travel time between Mumbai to Pune from 3 hours to just 25 minutes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis laid the foundation stone for this new transport system that is estimated to begin by 2024.